From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida's Child Welfare Agency is trying desperately to find homes for thousands of kids in state care. The Florida Department of Children and Families has licensed nearly 1,500 new foster care homes in the last year, but the agency needs to find families for roughly 10,000 children. DCF Child Welfare Services Manager Christy Putnam says a good foster family helps bring stability to kids who have lost their homes through no fault of their own. She also says there are no set criteria for being a foster parent.
Of course, we have a process and there are requirements that have to be met for licensing purposes, but really just having that open heart, open mind mentality and the willingness to work with kids and their families.
DCF has also launched a campaign to find foster parents for the more than 800 kids in state care who also have special needs. While there are about 3.5 months until Election Day 2014, and some Florida voters could wind up voting in illegally drawn congressional districts, a Florida judge ruled 2 weeks ago that two of the state's 27 congressional districts were invalid because their boundaries were drawn to favor Republicans. Ariane Campoflores is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal based in Miami. He says the debate over the process of drawing districts mimics a nationwide debate.
It sort of bolsters the argument of those who say, look, we need to just take this completely out of the hands of lawmakers, you know, do something like what they have in California, where they've put that process in the hands of citizens and taken it out of the hands of lawmakers. So, you know, it's a debate that has ramifications potentially nationally.
The Florida judge who overturned the map will hold a hearing this coming Thursday, so voters groups who want a brand new map drawn before the November election can voice their opinions. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. And now here's Paul Leary.